KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Now, the National Weather Service has issued a frost advisory for the Motherlode and the northern San Joaquin Valley through 10 o'clock this morning. Temperatures are in the upper 20s and mid-30s, resulting in frost this morning. Frost, remember, can kill those sensitive outdoor vegetation if left uncovered. Grapes, apricots, pears, plums, peaches, possibly cherries and prunes are also susceptible to frost damage. Nut trees, not so likely to be impacted. Chilly overnight and early morning temperatures are expected again tomorrow morning, with low temperatures just slightly higher in most locations. So take the needed steps today to protect your tender plants from the cold if you have not already done so.
Well, Senate Bill 303, introduced by Senator Andreas Borges, was approved by the Senate Governance and Finance Committee on a 5-0 vote late last week. Senate Bill 303 would give disaster victims a lifeline by extending the base year value transfer deadline by an additional 2 years. Under SB 303, Californians would have more time to transfer the property tax base year value of their home if it was damaged or destroyed during a governor-declared disaster to a comparable property located within the same county, provided it's acquired or newly constructed within 7 years after the disaster. Now, current law only allows 5 years. Almost immediately after a disaster, the race against the clock to rebuild begins. By extending the base year value transfer deadline by an additional 2 years, Californians will have more time to rebuild and recover from a tragic disaster. Borges says, quote, California should not force people out of home ownership simply because an unanticipated disaster forces them into a higher property tax bracket when constructing a new home. The 2020 wildfire season was the worst in California's modern history, burning more than 4.2 million acres. Borges's Senate district covers both Amador and Calaveras counties.
Well, Governor Newsom has started a political committee to raise money for his anticipated recall election. In doing so, Newsom is acknowledging that the issue is likely to go before voters later this year. Proponents of the recall have until midweek to submit 1.5 million valid signatures. Over 2 million petitions have been signed, but election officials will need to verify that at least 1.5 million are from registered voters. Monday morning, $250,000 was donated to Newsom's recall defense committee by the California Democratic Party. So far, two Republicans have formally announced intentions to challenge Newsom in the recall. The election will likely be held around September, assuming it moves forward. Whether Newsom is recalled or not, the California gubernatorial seat will again be on the ballot in 2022.
And this St. Patrick's Day, CHP on the lookout for impaired drivers and joining with the California Office of Traffic Safety in reminding drivers to travel safely. CHP wants everyone to remember safe driving rules haven't changed, and officers will be on the lookout for impaired driving. CHP also cautions drivers, alcohol, not the only substance that can lead to an arrest for DUI, cannabis, prescription medication, and illegal drugs can all lead to impaired driving. Now, if you choose to celebrate, please do so responsibly, designate a sober driver, or make other arrangements to get home safe. CHP made 67 arrests for DUI, driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol on St. Patrick's Day last year, and alcohol or drug-related crashes resulted in injuries to 31 people. Remember, think of your safety and that of others before deciding whether it's safe to drive.
Well, here's a note for all large and small animal owners. If you should get evacuated from your home due to fire, what will happen to your animals? Well, Fire Safe Fiddletown is hosting a free virtual event with the evacuation teams of Amador to answer all your questions about how you can get your animals evacuated during emergencies. This one-hour animal evacuation workshop will be held via Zoom this Wednesday, March 17th at 6 p.m. You'll learn what and how to prepare, where to go, and how to pre-register your animals so evacuation teams of Amador can be ready to assist with your livestock and your little fur babies, too. Sign up by email at info@fiddletowncc.org or call 418-5707.
And the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee, excited to announce this year's Miss Calaveras Scholarship Pageant contestants. The 9 contestants will compete for $10,000 in various scholarships, and that's $10,000. This year's contestants, Alara Boucher, Peyton Curran, Cecilia Green, Annalise Hamari, Aradia Moes, Ava Mosley, Lexi Pett, Siga Sharp, and Taylor Wilden. The pageant will be at 6 p.m. May 13th of this year. Tickets, $7. Available at the gate. And to these young women, I'm very sorry if I mispronounced any of your last names here, but best of luck to these young women in the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee Miss Calaveras Scholarship Pageant.
And drivers traveling through Calaveras County this week should prepare for traffic delays. Caltrans will conduct utility work with one-way traffic control at 2 locations this week. Work will take place on Highway 12 from Holmquist Lane to Quail Oaks Road between Valley Springs and Burson from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday. Now, you can expect up to 10-minute delays. Delays can also be expected on Highway 12 from the San Joaquin Calaveras County line to Sawmill Street in Wallace from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday. Motorists can expect 10-minute delays. Alternate routes should be taken whenever possible. Of course, the work is subject to change due to traffic incidents and weather. And as always, for the safety of workers and other motorists, be sure you slow in the cone zone.
And California Department of Transportation Caltrans performing maintenance work on 26 this week from Gill Haven Drive to Alabama Hill. Work scheduled 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening through Friday on east and westbound lanes. Crews will conduct one-way traffic control. Now, motorists should expect delays up to 10 minutes. The work is subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather, availability of equipment and or materials, and construction-related issues. And as always, for the safety of workers and other motorists, please be work zone alert. Slow for the cone zone.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.